Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
With Klopp, Guardiola and Mourinho, who needs footballers? By Trevor Downey. Predictably, there's been quite the response to Liverpool's away point at the Etihad on Sunday evening. As ever, one needed to be circumspect in one's choice of outlet for news and opinion, as so much of what is uttered about the Redmen can be discounted as either one-eyed, agenda-driven guff or bland, anodyne piffle. Equally predictably, this column will eschew the divisive in-house stuff and try to mine some rare delight from the weekend's proceedings, even if it must be by way of the lampooning of rivals. We begin our story at the Riverside Stadium, the scene of a momentous paradigm shift, as Manchester United surged forward in the table, shrugging off the shackles that had tethered them to sixth place, and striding majestically towards the lofty perch of fifth spot. The impact of such dizzying forward motion seemed to discombobulate the Red Devils' surly Portugueser Jose Mourinho, who lost the capacity to recite the alphabet in the correct order. Speaking of his squad's abilities, the noted eye gouger employed a splendid metaphor in order to elucidate the complex workings of his mind for the common man. We don't have A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, but we have L, M, N, S, O, B, he revealed. And with that, heads nodded in concurrence everywhere, but perhaps not for the reason Moo intended. There is certainly, we all thought, no shortage of SOBs in Jose's band of brothers. What friends would constitute the greatest day of your life, professionally speaking? Presumably for the aforementioned United gaffer, that magical day of a full sequential recitation of 26 letters still lies ahead. But what would it be for you? The big bonus? The move to the corner office? The lunch with the renowned headhunter, promising a position with full dental cover and petrol vouchers? As a teacher, such yardsticks of achievement are outside of my experience, and yet it was with some satisfaction and recognition that I listened to multi-millionaire fellow Baldy, Pep Guardiola, speak about how the attainment of a point at home to Liverpool was amongst his happiest days as a manager. You see, often it will not be the class of high achievers whose exam scores will delight me, but rather the passing grade of a journeyman student for whom simply getting through the experience without failure is a triumph. Similarly, Guardiola, a serial winner of major trophies, with some 21 of them in his personal collection, was genuinely thrilled by the attitude of his team, who shrugged off their humbling Champions League exit to perform excellently against Jurgen Klopp's Reds, and claim a creditable point. The Catalan touchline schemer, who was also unnervingly emphatic in his extolling of John Stones' balls during his post-match press conference, betrayed his sheer joy at the fact that his team had not buckled, despite the consistent threat of Liverpool's formidable attacking prowess. It's a different kind of pride, and one that will endear him to his club's fans, in the way that Klopp's regular utterances have made a generation of Liverpool fans lionise him. For this columnist, the most outstanding moment of the match was not Adam Lallana's physics-defying miss, nor was it Yaya Toure's thoroughly unpunished and comically awful assault on Emre Can, nor even the silencing of the Blue Moon Boo Boys by Liverpool's walking jawbone James Milner. No, the true moment of magic in this encounter was the delightfully animated high-five hybrid shared between the two managers. Lurching towards Klopp in protest at another dubious referee's decision, Guardiola affected the gait of a man channeling John Cleese in Monty Python's Ministry of Funny Walks. As he closed in, his outstretched hand was offered in an animated expression of cordial exasperation. Now, you know you've strayed into the realms of the extreme when your behaviour seems to vaguely intimidate even Liverpool's German mentalist, and Klopp's wary reaction speaks volumes. Of course, the absurd padded anorak worn by the City boss probably didn't help. After the match, it was a treat to see these two icons of modern management warmly embrace and display their mutual respect. In an era more notable for sullen posturing and solipsistic whining amongst the managerial elite, it was pleasing to see these men engaging in a more dignified and relatable form of rivalry. Elsewhere, this type of continental frivolity was given the short shrift by that other giant of the modern game, David Moyes, whose Brexit-infused management style was in full effect when, in an attempt to claim a home point against a Burnley side with a thoroughly dismal away record, he decided to dispense with any Johnny foreigners in his engine room, as he thought the game might suit more Britishness in the middle of the pitch. The scoreless draw was duly secured, and the Bulldog spirit prevailed. Well played, sir. Well played. Finally, with the news that Liverpool's playing staff not involved in international teams will be jetting off to Tenerife, you can expect the usual suspects to bombard you with detailed analysis of the bike rides to training and the tremendous japes that will no doubt occur. Here at Latest News, we hope you'll also visit these parts for a slightly askance look at events on Planet Liverpool. It's the news, Jim, but not as you know it. It's been a real joy to be able to do this column daily for both formats, both the written AnfieldIndex.com article, the Latest News column, and also to have the opportunity to do them as a regular feature now on AI Audible every evening. And it's just kind of given me a little bit more freedom and leeway. However, I would suggest that this is one that I'd like you to go to AnfieldIndex.com and have a look at, because I have posted the links to those particular episodes that I've mentioned there. The interaction between Klopp and Guardiola on the sideline, that weird high-five hybrid as I described in the piece, that is just a thing of beauty. It's just the most awkward, amiable, and sort of honest expression of emotion you're going to see during a match. And I just thought it spoke volumes about the respect between the two guys. And Klopp just looked genuinely wary of him at one point. It's just, what is happening here? And at the end, like I said, there's that just that little acknowledgement for each other. It just shows you it doesn't need to be this thing that we seem to expect now. Who's going to shun who? Who's going to walk down the tunnel first and claim the moral high ground? It's an embarrassing nonsense. And it's really interesting to see two high achievers, two guys with obviously massive egos, but also massive achievements. And let me be honest here, Klopp has a long way to go before he matches, obviously, anything like Guardiola's achievements. But these are two very, very much iconic figures in modern management, and they didn't feel the need to be resentful and bitter and carping and pathetic in their interactions with each other. And I just found that very, very, very rewarding to see. So with that reasonably pleasing in retrospect point achieved, and one eye on the fixtures to come, we have, my friends, 2 weeks of pagan international break. I cannot tell you how much I detest these things, even when they involve my own country doing comparatively well at international football. I just don't care. I just want to be all about Liverpool. We've got 9 games left and I can't wait to play each and every one of them, even though probably not likely to enjoy any of them. Anyway, there you have it. In a nutshell, the weird, contradictory, and slightly annoying world of the Liverpool obsessive. Speak to you tomorrow. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.